star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning. We'll work those questions in as soon as we can. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the UNCW Seahawks, Kevin Keats. Good morning, Coach Keats.
Rob, good morning.
Good morning. A 1-1 week for you guys, an 88-73 win at home over JMU, but then a tough loss right down to the wire, lose by one at Elon on Saturday. Kind of go back and review those two games for me.
Well, I thought we had a very good game against JMU at home where I thought we were probably we've had one of our best defensive performances in the first half. I thought we did a really good job. I thought our press was effective, and I thought we played really well in the half-court defense. And then certainly we came away with a good win. I thought we were able to control tempo and do some good things. And, looking towards Saturday, what another good game in the CAA. I thought we did a really, really good job in the first half of taking away Elon's threes. You obviously at halftime they only had four. We were up eight, and then I thought we had a bunch of blown assignments that I thought, you know, if you look at the game, I thought, you know, was one of the factors why we lost. Obviously, Elon's very capable of making shots. They made 10 threes on the night, and I thought Dawkins was very good. I thought he was a handful for us. You know, he was a guy who scored inside and out, and we lost a tough game.
Similar to your team, which has so many weapons on the offensive side, Elon certainly has a variety of shooters. How tough are they to try to guard because of the, like you mentioned, Dawkins with a big guy that can shoot the three and Sebring? Are they as tough a cover, you know, tough a team to defend as there is in our league?
Yeah, I think so, because when you look at them, you know, they've always got five guys on the floor that can score, and not just score, they got five guys that can spread you out and can shoot the three, and that's tough, you know, certainly when you're playing a traditional five man, and we typically play four guards and a post, but they're just a tough guard. I mean, they do a good job moving the ball around. They've got a lot of movement in their offense, and, you know, when they're making shots, they're as tough as anybody in the league to beat.
We're here with UNCW head coach Kevin Keats. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. One of the guys who certainly had a big game for you at Elon was your junior guard Jordan Talley off the bench. 20 points, 4-4 from three, really gave you a big lift. Just talk about his performance on Saturday.
Well, I thought he played with a lot of energy and passion. You know, if I had to say one guy who I thought was really the bright spot in that game, I would say Jordan Talley, because I thought he played well on both ends. But, you know, he's a guy that, you know, on our team, when we got some guys that can make some shots, he's a guy that can live in the paint and, you know, create shots for others and also get his own shot. And I thought he was really, really good coming off the bench, gave us a great lift, and, you know, almost put us in a situation to win that game.
C.J. Bryce with back-to-back 19-point games in the last week, now 22 of 23 in double figures, and he played so well a year ago and has played so well this year. It's hard to remember that he's only a sophomore. How impressed have you been by his consistency in just his second year?
Well, I think you hit it on the head, Rob. The consistency is what we've been looking from him. When you think about last year, he started off really strong. And then, obviously, when you're a freshman, the season becomes so long to you. And I thought he faded a little bit towards the end of the conference season. And right now, he hasn't done that. And I think that's a lot to do with maturity. I think it's a lot to do with strength and understanding what it takes to be a college basketball player. But he's having a great year for us. You know, he is starting to come into his own. He's done a good job of taking care of the basketball. Not only has he scored the ball, but he's also second in assists for us on the team.
Talked to several of the coaches this morning as we down to the final 2 weeks of the regular season, everybody wanting to play their best, obviously, going into March. How difficult is it as a coach to manage minutes both during the game and in practice time this time of year to make sure your team's as fresh as they can be?
Well, it's tough. Because when you get into managing minutes, you know, certainly you don't have your best players on the floor, and, you know, you can lose those games. The league's so competitive, you know, from top to bottom, that, you know, you got to try to get your best players on the floor to be able to win the games. And, you know, you start trying to manage minutes, and, you know, obviously it's better if you're playing a Thursday game. But, you know, when you get one day prep to play Saturday, and that's always tough, I'm sure, everybody in the league.
You guys head out on the road to the Northeast, Northeastern on Thursday, and then Hofstra on Saturday. It's the first meeting this season against Northeastern. What has impressed you as you've started to look at them?
Well, they're good. I mean, they're a very good basketball team. Obviously, T.J. Williams is having, you know, one of the best years that you could imagine from anybody. You know, he's averaging right around 21 points a game, and you know, can drive the ball, he can shoot the ball, he can get everybody involved. And then, obviously, Alex Murphy's a very good basketball player, along with the other guys. And I know they're starting to get some guys back that have been hurt a little bit, and they're starting to play good basketball. It's a very good basketball team that we played. You know, if you look, that we're going to play on Thursday, if you look at them, they played against all type of competition in non-conference, and then obviously starting to play better and well in the CAA, so it'll be a big challenge for us.
Just kind of building on the question Josh had earlier for Coach Saber, you guys have been one of the teams that has had some success on the road this year, 5-2 in the conference. You, the Seahawks and Charleston, are the only teams with winning records. What do we feel like has been sort of the key for you guys to have some success on the road?
Well, I don't know if it's one thing that you can point to. I just think we have been fortunate enough to win some games on the road. But as you know, in this conference and in any conference you play, it's tough to win on the road. And you know, I think you know, a lot of people will say, "Well, we've got a veteran team." Well, we're only at this point right now starting two seniors, but I think those two guys have helped us win road games because, you know, you got to have some older guys that understand that. You know, playing on the road and how important it is. But I can't point to one thing to say why we've been successful on the road, but we've been able to win some games this year, which is good for us.
All right, Kevin, thanks as always for the time here this morning, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, thank you.